Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Zayin. I'd like to say 3 points on a world-famous Gemara brought on Daf Zayin Amir Beis. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechai, this is 5 lines from the bottom. G'dayla Shimusha Shal Torah Yosem Elimuda. Serving Talmidei Chachamim is greater than learning from them. Shenemar, Poyalisha Ben Shafat Ashe Yotzak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. Lamad loynemar ela yotzak melamed shegadola shimusha yosem elimuda. The Gemara brings a raya from the connection between Elisha and Eliyahu. The pasuk focuses on the yitzikas mayim, the fact that Elisha poured water for Eliyahu, not that he learned from Eliyahu Hanavi. Point number one. Simple explanation is servicing your Rebbe, helping him with his chores, and that is the mashmois of this pasuk. That Eliyahu Hanavi was served by Elisha, and that was a description. However, if you take a look in the Haggaios of the Maharatz Chiyos, he brings B'Shem Devil Nagoin that Shimush also means learning. Both Shimush and Limud are both learning, but there are 2 types of learning from your Rabbeim. And he says that Shimush means learning from the actions, from the conduct of your Rebbe. Like we find that Talmidim used to go to the Beis HaKisei and Tachas Hamita, and they would say, Torahi v'lumen arin tzarech, the Gemara and Daf Samech Bez Amar Aleph, in Masechtas Brachas. So there, Shimush means also an act of learning. But the act of learning, the conduct of your Rebbe, is greater than the actual learning itself. And it's interesting to point out that Rabbi Cheskel Sarno, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Chevron, says in his Akdama to the Sefer HaKuzri that he produced, that Shimush Talmidei Chachamim already started from Moshe Rabbeinu. When he was mekabel the Torah from Har Sinai, what did he ask the Ribbono Shel Olam? Hareini Nos Kevoydecha. And the end of the conversation is, Vasiroisi as Kapi V'Ro'isa Sachiroi U'Fanai Lo Yeru'u. Our Gemara, Daf Zayin Amar Aleph, today's Daf, what did Ribbono Shel Olam show Moshe Rabbeinu? Kesher Shel Tefillin. Says Rabbi Chatzkel Sarno, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see the way Hashem acts halacha l'maisa. That was what was important to Moshe Rabbeinu, to see how his Rebbe, Kaviyochel Ribbono Shel Olam, acts. A 3rd derech in Gedolah Shimusha Yosem Elimuda is that the Shimush means understanding the tam of what your Rebbe is saying. And there's a Rashi in Masechtas Sota Dav Chav Beis Amar Aleph that's going on the Gemara that says that Afilu Kara V'Shana V'Lo Shimish Talmidei Chachamim Hareza Ama Oretz. And Rashi explains, Shaloi Shimish Talmidei Chachamim means Hu Agemara Tluya B'Svara, because they used to give tam to the Mishnah, V'Hayu Misasvim Yachad V'Oiskim Mekach V'Hi Dugmas HaGemara Shesidru HaAmeroim. Meaning, Shimish Talmidei Chachamim, and when our Gemara says, G'dayla Shimush Yosem Elimuda, what it means is that you have to be able to be Isaac, to work, to understand the timing of what your Rebbe is saying, not just the bir halacha. And if you're not going to understand that, the Gemara in Saita says, Hareza am ha'aretz. So we just said 3 explanations in Gedolah, Shimush, Yosem, Elimuda. The first one is acts of service, servicing your Rebbe. Shimush is Yosem, Elimud. Servicing your Rebbe could be greater than the actual learning that you'll do from him. The second shot is learning from his conduct, watching how your Rebbe acts, how he does mitzvahs, how he performs all his avodas Hashem. That could also actually be greater than the learning from him. And the third is, Shimush means understanding the pilpul, understanding the svara, understanding what goes into the halacha that he's saying, and that also could be greater than the learning itself. Now it's worthwhile repeating a fascinating machshava that Reb Shimon Shkub brings in his sefer to his hakdama to his sefer Shari Yesher from his brother-in-law, Reb Shlomo Zalman Abel from Telz. And he brings the Gemara in Bava Kamma discussing the sugya of Zen then of Zelay Chaser, that Rav Chista asked a shayla from Rami Bar Chama, and he was told, L'chita shamishli, if you're going to serve me, then I'll answer the question, which seems very, very odd. Why would Rami Bar Chama tell Rav Chista, I'm only going to answer your question if you do service for me? And he explains that something that needs iyun and yigiya, it only is going to have an effect and will only be mekubal if the mislame, the one who's being taught, believes and trusts in the maila, in the gadlus of the one who's teaching him. because then if he doesn't understand what the Rebbe taught him in the first place, he'll work, he'll be amel, he'll be miyageya to understand. So Rami Rachama told Rav Chista, you have to be mishamish me, we have to establish that Rebbe Talmud relationship in order for you to be mekabel from me, then you have to service me, and then I'll see that you have that trust, you see the godless, you see the maila of me being your Rebbe, and you'll understand what I'm saying. No matter how you understand the Shimusha, Gedola Shimusha Yisem Limuda, it's possible that it all hinges on this Yisoid, that the Talmud has to have the respect and understand that the Rebbe is greater than him, whether that's by servicing him, whether that's by watching his conduct, whether that's understanding not just the halacha that he's giving over, but the pilpul and the svar that goes into it. Those are all showing your chashivas for the Rebbe, and with that you'll be able to be zeichet to learn from the Rebbe. Have a wonderful day.